part of
From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in France, set to meet with the foreign ministers of the Gulf Cooperation Council countries to discuss security and regional concerns. He'll be laying the groundwork for a White House summit with Gulf leaders next week. Following talks in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia on Thursday with the Foreign Minister Abdullah Jubair, Secretary Kerry said efforts were underway to forge a five-day ceasefire in Yemen.
An understanding that needs to be reached that neither party is going to exploit the humanitarian pause.
Secretary Kerry said the Saudi foreign minister that the ceasefire should be renewable. International Criminal Court in The Hague has announced that the former Ivory Coast president, Laurent Gbagbo, will be going on trial on November the 10th. Gbagbo and his close aide, Charles Goode, have been charged with crimes against humanity, including murder and rape allegedly carried out after a disputed 2010 presidential election. Former president refused to step aside after losing that election to the current president, Alassane Ouattara, leading to months of protest and street violence before he was arrested. More violence rocked the streets of Burundi's capital Thursday. Burundi has been seen almost daily violent protests since President Pierre Nkurunziza announced last month that he will run for a third term, something his opponents say is unconstitutional. Witnesses said Burundi's Red Cross is indicating that three people were killed in clashes around Bujumbura on Thursday. At least 13 people have died since the demonstration started late last month. This is VOA News. A Syrian human rights group is accusing President Bashar al-Assad's government of carrying out fresh attacks using toxic chlorine gas. The Syrian Network for Human Rights said one person was killed and more than 60 others wounded Thursday when government helicopters dropped gas-filled barrel bombs on at least three locations. President Assad has recently repeatedly been accused of using chemical weapons on civilians and fighters attempting to overthrow his government following a particularly gruesome sarin gas attack on a rebel-held area in late 2013. Mr. Assad agreed to dismantle his chemical weapons facility and destroy the stockpiles, but chlorine gas was not included as part of the chemical weapons to be dismantled. U.S. Defense Department says it has started training moderate Syrian rebels to fight against Islamic State militants on the ground in Syria. Defense Chief Ashton Carter told reporters that 90 highly vetted individuals began training at a secure location, which he did not disclose, and that the program will gradually expand. U.S. has targeted the Islamic State militants in Syria with airstrikes. A U.S. appeals court has ruled that the clandestine National Security Agency's massive collection of data is illegal. VOA's Michael Bowman has details.
A three-judge federal panel in New York wrote that, quote, Congress cannot reasonably be said to have ratified a program of which many members of Congress and all members of the public were not aware. At issue is the NSA's collection of what the spy agency calls metadata, millions of records of phone calls, including the numbers dialed but not the content of the calls. Launched in the aftermath of the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks, the surveillance was unknown to almost all Americans until former NSA contractor Edward Snowden leaked sensitive documents before fleeing the country. Michael Bowman, The Capitol.
U.S. Justice Department will investigate possible civil rights violations by the Baltimore Police Department following the death of an African-American man while under police custody. The officials, who spoke under the condition of anonymity, told several media outlets that Attorney General Loretta Lynch could announce the civil rights investigation as soon as today. Baltimore's Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake requested the federal probe into her city's police department following the death in April of 25-year-old Freddie Gray, who died of a neck injury while in the back of a police van. Get more news by going to voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.